Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good day. Listen, going to go through and have a bit of a look at things and just take you through some things I think are important to understand. I mean, yesterday for me was a bit of an interesting day, actually, in the sense that there's a trade, SAN USD, so that's sentiment against the dollar, right? Now, this had set up on a daily time frame. And it was the only time frame that I was really interested in trading. If I was to look at the lower time frames, it was just a little bit gappy. And when I say gappy, I mean there's a little bit of distance between. Like the candles just don't look smooth. Now, if you've been listening to me for a little while, you'll understand that what I talk about is, you know, clear, smooth, flowing trending lines. Sorry, trending charts. So sentiment on the 4 hour and whatnot doesn't really set up like that. It is just too gappy. It's a little bit messy, a little bit all over the place. So I raised an order on the daily. Now, hardly got much of my order filled, and I believe I still have some open in that position, but didn't get much of a fill on that. Then the other thing that set up as well was ETP against Bitcoin. Now, this doesn't look too bad on the 4 hour. I didn't have any issues with it at all. It was actually an 8 hour cradle trade that I was looking at. Really great looking little setup, actually. 8 hour, 12 hour, 16 hour. Absolutely beautiful. Same thing. Myself and some of the members just got a bit of, you know, hardly got a fill. Some people didn't get any fill at all. And then you go across to another trade that had set up, which was Ethereum against Bitcoin, and that did fill. And I can't speak for everyone. I believe that filled pretty well. Chart structure's fine, orders were fine, everything was good. And that one went on to be profitable. And it, you know, still profitable, stop loss move, one to one locked in, profitable trade. It was a Fibonacci booster trade. Hurrah, excellent. Now, the interesting thing about this is that ETP Bitcoin went on to be a stop out. Okay, it was a stop out. That was a losing trade. Now, the fill, and look, sometimes it goes for you and sometimes it goes against you. I got very small fill on ETP Bitcoin, so very small amount actually filled in the trade. Didn't get really the trade size that I was after. The volume didn't exist. Unfortunately, didn't get what I wanted. Well, as it turns out, fortunately, because I ended up getting stopped out. So I got stopped out a little tiny position. So not a full 1% risk on ETP. On SAN, I'm filled. I'm still in it. It's going against me. It's just above my entry point. So I got plenty of room until stop out. But then on Ethereum against Bitcoin, a really nice entry and a really nice move. And this brings me back to why I tend to focus on the bigger caps, like the larger in the top 100. So, look, if I can be trading within the top 10, that's my preference. And it's because with trading crypto, I mean, you don't have this if you trade foreign exchange, but don't forget, if you're trading foreign exchange, you also don't have the volatility. You don't have the size of moves. It's a much different market. You do get filled at just about any price you want. You just don't get the same sort of moves. So you've got to take the good with the bad. Now, the reason I stay within that top 10 is that I pretty well know that if I'm trading, example, Ethereum against Bitcoin, I'm pretty sure, because I'm trading the two biggest, that I'm actually going to get my trade on. I'm going to get filled. I'm going to get the position size that I want or thereabouts, and I'm going to get my order filled. So therefore, my full trade will be valid. If I trade Bitcoin, I'm in the same boat. Binance. NEO, you know, Ethereum, Ripple, Lumen, these are our top 10, EOS as well. These and Litecoin, and it's sliding, but there's still plenty of volume there. So I like to trade within those top 10 just because we have the opportunity to get filled where I want to. Now, because, you know, some of the platforms out there do allow us to trade other markets, it's fine, especially if you're not trading on a very big account, because you might not be looking for as much of a fill, so therefore you can come outside of, you know, the norm and work within a larger scale, and that covers most people. But for those that are trading a larger account, you do need to focus on where you can actually get your fills from. It's not just about finding the trades, it's about finding the trades in the right area. Now, this will change as the market, you know, grows again. I mean, let's keep in mind that we're at 200 billion total market cap. I think we might even be less than that right now. or thereabouts, you know what I mean? I'm just having a quick look now. 211 billion, yeah. So there was a stage where Bitcoin was worth that. So you need to be aware that currently you might need to, depending on the size of your account, just be aware that you might not get filled on everything, all right? It's not a big deal, because as money starts to come back in, it's only a deal if you've got a decent size account. But if you do have a decent size account, just work within the top 10, 15, you'll be fine most of the time. But as this market does increase, as it does start to grow again, and it will happen at some point, right, we will see a lot of these, you know, there'll always be a top 10, and that top 10, I believe, will grow in terms of, you know, the size of each of these projects. So just be aware for now. Just be aware for now, and this is the reason why I stay, or don't just stay, but why I like to stay and like to patrol within that top 10. Now, looking at the top 10 today, we are again green across the board. Now, it's not really that much of a surprise to me that we are just ranging. We've been ranging for a while. I thought this might happen. Now, the interesting thing is here on the four-hour time frames, we're starting to see potential for higher lows starting to creep in here. And also, even on the dailies, I mean, if we are to find a higher low, if we are to break to new highs on these trends, this will be a nice higher low for many of the top 10. Bitcoin is still very much in a range. Potential here, the lows we bottomed out yesterday's lows were 6230. That could potentially become a new higher low, in which would put us into another daily uptrend. It won't be the smoothest, it won't be the nicest, it won't be as beautiful and awesome like the last one I spoke of, you know, back in July, but it might just give us a bit of onus to move to 7,000. Let's have a look and see what goes on. But guys, just wanted to give you the heads up as to why, again, with some proper examples, I stay within that top 10 for the most part. Have a great day. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.